Pleased to be joined as part of our halftime coverage by the head coach of Hampton Dumont Cal girls basketball, Miranda Stafford. And coach, your team right there with number 8 Algona throughout your matchup. It was a one-score game at half. It was a tie game at the end of the third, tied at 25, and Algona able to just get to the line a couple more times in that fourth quarter to get the four-point edge.
Yeah, I got to a position where we had to foul, tried to keep it out of Coleman's hands. We knew she's a pretty good free throw shooter, and she stepped up and hit some clutch free throws to widen that gap a little bit and get it out of reach.
Seeing your team come out after the week that you've had, a three-game week, this was part two of a back-to-back, come out and fight the way they did here tonight against an Algona team similar to your team that never lets up on pressure and on-ball pressure, especially when you're trying to run your offense.
Yeah, isn't that fun to watch a good defensive battle? And just kids who wanted it, kids who fought and played hard, and there wasn't a kid on the floor that didn't play hard tonight for either team. Everybody knew what was on the line, so proud of every single kid that went out there. But yeah, legs, but you get in that situation, you forget about those things. But does it affect shots and things like that? You'd hope not at this phase of the year, but we had to battle last night to get a win, and it has to wear on you a little bit. But no excuses. They played hard. They just made shots down the stretch, and we didn't.
A testament to your team for being in a position to battle for a share of the NCC title tonight after the work that they had put in this year. Your only two losses this year to Algona, a top 10 team in 3A.
Yeah, and that's what I told them in the locker room after. It burns, it hurts, it's hard. This was a goal they had. They wanted a share of it. Sorry.
You're all right. You're all right.
So it was tough, in the locker room after, just because they were right there. They know where they're at, but I'm crazy proud of them because they could have slipped up any night, and that's what you talked about, is they put themselves in a position to make this game matter by showing up every single night and not letting a team that's not supposed to beat you. And so, just very, very proud of them, proud of our leadership, proud of the things they've done, and now we turn our heads and get ready for some postseason ball.
And that is right, Coach. Your team, one of the top seeds in your region, a very good region featuring Estherville-Lincoln Central that you would potentially face in a regional final, but that's a long way away from now. Your excitement for your team to get this valuable rest time ahead of your regional opener a week from tomorrow.
Yep, huge rest, especially coming off the week. We're a little bit sick, a little bit banged up. Gives us a week to get healthy and turn our hats and get ready to go. Very tough Clear Lake team coming in. Team that played us very close last time. They've cut some height, and they're a young team, so they just keep getting better. So we are in no means looking 2 weeks down the road. We've got to, let this one burn, reflect, see what we can do better, and get ready for Clear Lake for sure.
Not knowing if this is our final conversation between you and me, Coach, now, I don't know what my postseason assignments are. But I wanted to make sure I gave the flowers to your group of seniors. Wanted to get your thoughts on them as a historic season for this team, getting to where you're at and being where you are at. You are at going into regionals.
What a great group of girls. Outside of what they've done on the basketball court, I mean they're just good kids. They make practice fun. They're relaxed. They get along with each other. They make coaching easy because they want to work hard. They do all the things that make coaches crazy, that there's never an effort problem. So all six seniors that we have out this year, the five on varsity, I can't say enough about just the people that they are and how that's carried over to the basketball court. So very, very proud as a coach for the things they've done for this program over their 4 years.
Final thoughts, Coach, as you get valuable rest time getting ready for regionals and look to make a run in your regional in Class 3A, getting things started with a team you know well out of the NCC Clear Lake a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, just a shout out to our girls and what they deserve. They've worked hard to get a home court advantage situation. So it's been a long time since we've hosted first round, and at that time, it's you need your home crowd. So I am begging, I am hoping, I am pleading to our community, get out and support these girls. You've got next Saturday, and if we take care of business then, we've got next Wednesday. You've got two opportunities in their gym to watch this great group of girls play one more time. We need it loud. We need that home court advantage to take us over a a younger Clear Lake team, and that could be the advantage we have over them when it comes to postseason. So I'm pleading, come out, watch these girls and see what they do next Saturday night.
Well, Coach, congrats to you and the Bulldogs on an amazing regular season. Only two losses all year, and putting yourself in a great spot in the postseason, getting to host the first two games as one of the top seeds in your regional. And a big thanks to you for your time all year long. I've really enjoyed our post-game conversations. Thanks for giving of your time to tell us more about your team and the amazing year they've had.
Yeah, thanks for following us. We really appreciate all the support and getting to know you a little bit, and you getting to know our kids. They're a great group of girls. So thanks for all your support and being up here, and we look forward to more conversations.